Chapter 9. Wearily Electors. May 16, 2011. Castle Sant'Angelo, Rome. Unlike Franz Lorenz, Antonio Menendez came from a wealthy background. His family was one of the richest and oldest in all of Spain, and had financed the Spanish crown's 15th-century marauding expeditions to the New World. Poverty was something that Menendez almost despised, poverty and insignificance. Even though he had devoted himself to a life of strict asceticism, he ate only twice a day, exclusively vegetarian food, and he allowed himself a meager 4 hours of sleep at night. The cardinal was proud of his noble parentage. However, in his opinion, his family's wealth was not a gift that he could fritter away whenever it seemed convenient, but an obligation to prove himself worthy, a visible manifestation of an inherited and deserved entitlement to high offices, the highest offices. Since being appointed cardinal 20 years ago, he had resided in a magnificent 5,500-square-foot apartment which befitted his social status. It was located on Via Giulia, one of the most elegant addresses in Rome, right beside the house where Raphael had lived. He employed a housekeeper, two cleaning ladies, a janitor, two bodyguards, and a valet. This would certainly never have been possible with the standard cardinal's salary of less than 3,000 euros, but Menendez was not willing to adjust his need for a prestigious lifestyle to the salary scale of the Roman Catholic Curia. His inheritance and certain financial transactions secured him a fortune that was in the two-digit million range and constantly rising. Yet the apartment radiated the sternness of a Spanish Grand Inquisitor. Dark and heavy oak furniture from the 16th century under dreary family-owned paintings by Goya, Tintoretto, and M.C. Escher. Old stone floors made of gray terrazzo with cracks that looked like badly healed scars. The windows were covered with heavy brocade curtains that swallowed every ray of sunlight before spitting it out as a dim dust into the rooms. According to Menendez's wish, the place was never heated, not even during the winter. A lightless and joyless palace, which basically served just one purpose, to intimidate. Cardinal Menendez had read Machiavelli, Sun Tzu, and von Clausewitz, and was convinced that a powerful man was bound to a different moral code, which could in some cases be contradictory to the teachings of the Church. In his opinion, the extent of personal power depended mostly on the degree of intimidation. This was what he had been taught as a child, just as he had been taught that only those who dared great things could accomplish great things, and that only those who were willing to make sacrifices can demand sacrifices from others. Since he was 14 years old,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?